You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. It is hump day, that is the Wednesday, 24th of July. Bears do not have humps, bulls do. Will we see the return of some humps on hump day today? Well, we don't know. But what happened yesterday is what I start things off with on a recap of yesterday's events and a look at what we can expect over the course of today. A morning walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
After a manic Monday, the Lal Street witnessed a volatile Tuesday thanks to persistent selling by FIIs in key index heavyweight stocks. India markets fell for the fourth consecutive day in a row. Sensex failed to hold on to its crucial psychological support at 38,000, weighed down by selling in HDFC Twins. The index witnessed an intraday swing of more than 300 points. Among the sectoral indices, FMCG, realty, power and consumer durables witnessed decent buying, while the other sectors like auto, banks, metals and healthcare were the top losers, ending the session in the red. As many as 383 stocks on the BSE hit 52-week lows, including Bosch, V-Mart, HEG, SEAT, Mahindra & Mahindra, TVS Motors, Mahindra & Mahindra Finance, Apollo Tyres, Ashok Leyland, Central Bank of India, Cox & Kings, among others. Experts are of the view that in the absence of any major cues, the market is likely to remain under pressure and consolidation could continue for some more time. The rupee paired most of its initial losses and closed with a marginal 2 paise drop at 68.94 against the American dollar on Tuesday amid strengthening of the greenback against major currencies and sustained foreign fund outflows. On the institutional front, FIIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 2,607 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 2,625 crore rupees, according to provisional data. As many as 47 companies will report their results for the June quarter later today, and that list includes names like Asian Paints, Canara Bank, Bharti Infratel, Jubilant Foodworks, Syndicate Bank, V-Guard, among others. We have some estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal as to what their PATs might be. Asian Paints, PAT is likely to fall by 9% year-on-year. Bharti Infratel, PAT likely to fall by 4% year-on-year. And Jubilant Foodworks, PAT likely to grow by 12% year-on-year, considering the Domino's, the amount of Domino's I personally eat. Quick look at the charts now. Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the daily charts but closed above 11,300 levels, which is of course a positive sign. The recovery in the market was immediately sold into and the index had hit a day's low of 11,302.8 as traders prefer to use sell on rise strategy. It finally settled at 11,331, down 15.2 points. Now, a close above 11,400 shall induce some more strength among the bulls. Contrary to this, a close below 11,300 can drag down the index towards 11,100 kind of levels, according to experts. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,302, 11,398, and 11,500. Maximum call open interest seen at 11,500 and 11,400. Maximum put open interest at 11,300 and 11,200. Some stocks that have been in the news: engineering and infrastructure major L&T yesterday reported a 21.2% growth in June quarter consolidated profit at 1,473 crore rupees year-on-year, with order inflow rising 11%. FMCG major Hindustan Unilever has on the 23rd of July reported a 14.8% jump in its standalone net profit at 1,755 crore rupees on the back of better volume growth. And NIIT Technologies registered a consolidated net profit of 83.4 crore rupees, down 11% year-on-year for the quarter ended 30th of June. Finally, we spoke to SMC Global Securities and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Today, I have three buy calls from them. Power Grid Corporation has a buy call, target 224 rupees, stop loss 199 rupees, upside of 7%. Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers has a buy call, target 147 rupees, stop loss 120 rupees, upside of 13%. Thermax has a buy call, target 1,222 rupees, stop loss 1,020 rupees, upside of 11%. Well, that's it. Those are all the weapons you need to equip yourself for the day ahead on the Lal Street. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, saying have a happy Wednesday and stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.